They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate everything today. I tell you the people don't seem aware at all. Too many other things to do. And everything is falling down. For the deaf, dumb, and blind.
Our freedom and our constitution. The RBN needs your help to continue to stay on the air and bring you programs of interest to you. The RBN is now having a pledge drive. If you would like to make a donation to keep this great program going, call tomorrow during office hours at 1-800-724-2719. And besides that, you can always order their generic business cards. As we mentioned each week, only $8 a hundred, and you can drop these cards off at your favorite restaurants or place of business so other people become aware of this program and to listen in and participate and make your voice heard of this waking up of America and this freedom movement that's going on around the country, whether you're part of the Tea Party movement or just a citizen disgusted with the direction this country is going. It's time to get involved and to take action. Once again, that number is 1-800-724-2719. The call-in number for our program this morning is 1-800-313-9443. What a week it was. We now have, everybody is healthy and they know that they're going to be taken care of in the future. As long as you pay your taxes to take care of it, take part of it. Hey, we're scheduled to have Walter Bubian on this morning, and hopefully we'll get him here in just a few minutes. Walter certainly has a very impressive background. Many of you have asked about getting him on. I've visited with him for the last couple of weeks here regarding kafirs. People say, what is a kafir? Well, that is a, let me pull it up here, comprehensive annual financial reports. And Walter, as I said, has a military background. He has a business background and knows more than the guy down the street about financial reports. How our state and federal governments have much money out there that truly is not being accounted for in their state budgets. And Walter became a crusade of his own when he realized what was going on. And he is not too popular in certain areas of state government when it comes to those people who say, you know, how can you make us take part of this or take aware of it. So we will be going on there. And Walter has written a challenge to the San Francisco Chronicle. We'll discuss that with him later. And especially he's from Arizona, and Arizona, like many other states, is confronted with some major financial problems. And Walter seems to say that not quite as that there's other ways of doing it. And he also uses California as an example, and they have over 14,000 local governments who all have their own budgets and their money stashed away there. So we will be talking about that as we go along here. And okay, as we're coming up to our first break, stay tuned. This is the Jim Guest Show, and we'll continue on in a couple of minutes.
Down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Madison Avenue mentality. Look out, it's gonna get ya. Man is gonna get ya.
All right, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. Tom Ritter, my co-host, are you with me here?
I am, Jim, and I look forward to the show.
Yeah, great. Hey, I think we're getting Walter Buren online here. I give the guy at the station the wrong number here, so I think we'll have him up going here in a minute. And Tom, are you very familiar with these CAFR, C-A-F-R, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports?
I am, in respect. I've heard him on various shows. I've never talked with him in person, but from what I've heard, he's got some very legitimate information that we need to explore and see if we can flesh it out in Missouri.
Yeah, we've. He sent me a email here, a copy of one where he's been exchanging emails with the gal in Arizona, and of course she was saying that, I'll find it here. You know, it says, where is all the money going? She says, you know, come down to the Capitol and she'll set up a meeting and show us where all the money is. So.
Yeah, speaking of which, Jim, we had our Lincoln Days event here in Perry County this week, and I was talking to your buddy Alan Isett. And,
yes.
For those that don't know Alan, he's the state budget chair, I believe is his title.
Right.
And he's running for state auditor in Missouri, and he's receptive to hearing Walter's message. So
good.
If we get Alan spun up on this, look out, man. We could really blow some doors off of things.
Yes, here in Missouri, we just passed our state budget out of the House, and it goes over to the Senate. And like many states, we cut out a couple hundred million, maybe $250 million. We're part way there. And, you know, some states have got a lot more than that to cut out, but then it's a matter of getting our priorities back in line, and everybody understands, I think, that you're going to have to take some cuts of some kind along the line, but then until we get our
call this number back
lined up, we're going to do that. So
313.
I think we're trying to get Walter Buren on the line here, so we'll be there in just a minute. So do you feel healthier today, Tom, after the national health care plan has passed?
Oh, yeah, we're all much healthier now that we have the death care passed, right?
Yeah.
By the way, I was just on the other line talking with Walter, and I gave him the 800 number to call in, so hopefully we'll have Walter
okay,
in just a second.
I see he's called my cell phone here. I had it turned down, so... You know, it's amazing, this healthcare thing, I say, is somewhat scary when people find out that there's a 3.8% tax in it on unearned income, and there's a 10% tax on tanning beds, and who knows what else is going to be on there when we get through. So,
16,000 more IRS agents to make sure that we do our...
Where do you think they're going to be looking? They're going to be looking at Jim and Tom's tax return, right?
And Walter Burian's, and Walter's
Walter
online,
Burian,
I believe.
Check and see if you've, what kind of health care, if you paid enough,
and if you're eating the right foods and taking all your vaccines and all that good stuff. Hey, Walter, are you on the air with us?
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Walter. Great to have you on. I have Tom... Tom Ritter, my co-host here in Missouri, helps run this program with me. Great to make some connections here. And I was briefly giving a not much, a little bit of background on you for our listeners. And you know, we've got an hour for this program. I'm sure it won't be enough. But then, not everybody, I don't think, is familiar with you. So you may want to give us a little background of your history and how you got involved in this, because it's rather fascinating how you've come up with this idea of the CAFRs, of which have actually been out there for a while.
Well, I was listening a little bit before you introduced me, and you were talking about the taxing this, taxing that, and auditing whomever. One point I'd bring up first is I've asked the question to everyone I've spoken to, would you give your 14, 15-year-old son carte blanche to write his own allowance check? Everyone says, no way, I would never do that. I said, well, that's exactly what we've done with our own government for the last 65 years. And with the same results, you have a little scary point here, which is you now have 70% of attorneys as elected officials network between themselves to get as much cash as they can now and lock in the productivity value of the next 5 to 7 generations. You know, we all know the reputations of attorneys. They'll tell you, you have to use me or you'll be destroyed. Once you say okay, then they take everything they think you have, and then after, in plain language, you get, screwed, they how come you didn't say thank you? Or you better say thank you, or I'll never talk to you again. You know, so it's not too hard to understand exactly where we are right now. We've allowed the vault door to stay wide open, given carte blanche for a group of individuals as much money as they can possibly get, and the greed factor, you know, these guys have been laughing all the way down to the bank every single day. This applies to tax income. Government has built up their investment worth where they now own the market and collective totals. The stock market, the insurance company, the brokerage houses buy investment. So government calls the shots. You know, I've been a commodity trading advisor for 14 years, traded the futures market for 30. And anyone who has ever traded the markets, if I, you know, said, well, if you could make the markets move in any direction you want, as quick or as fast as you wanted to, create all of the information that's going to affect the markets, where you could guarantee yourself a profit, would you do that? And most of them all say, oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Well, government can do that today, and they've been able to do that for the last 25 years. you know, he with the, you know, the golden rule, he with the biggest balance makes the rules. And when you look at collective government and their investment totals, they own the entire cookie jar, and they can't network by themselves. In other words, you can't have a city, a state, and a county get together and start manipulating the markets. That would be a monopoly and a clear-cut infringement. The way it's done is through private associations. They all become members of the private associations, and these private associations will now network 7,000, 8,000, 12,000 local governments, you know, as one moving entity by consult. And we now stand where we are today, the complete takeover of our economy by collective government, the ability to make it prosper or to drain everyone's wealth at their whim. They constantly masterfully entertain the population with 10,000 sound bites to keep everybody looking off in left field, so they totally ignore the basics. I've started in the last year or two to ask people, I start off by saying, they'll call me about their school district, their city, their county, their state. They're doing this, they're doing that. And I said, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know how much cash you have in your pocket? Everyone says yes. I said, well, do you know what your checking account balance is approximately? Everyone says yes. Do you know what your investment totals are, you know, approximately? Everyone says yes. And then I said, do you know what your net worth is, approximately? Everyone says yes. Somebody was calling me regarding their school district. I would then say, do you know what the school district's checking account balance is? Don't have a clue. Take a guess. I can't. Why? I don't have a clue. What about their investment holdings? Do you know approximately what they have? No. Take a guess. I can't. Why? I don't have a clue. What about their net worth? Don't have an idea. So here, what is basic and fundamental to each and every one of us, since we're little kids, I don't care, you know, if you're 5 years old, start a lemonade stand, sell $5.80 for the day, you count it 10 times, or in college, trading the markets, you know, you know your account balance is, and you're watching it as you turn the pages of studying. If you're older, you buy houses, you start small business, you're always keeping a running total of your cash in hand, investments, and net worth in the back of your mind from when you're a little kid up until when you die. Unless Alzheimer's sits in, then you forget it all. But here, regarding government, they have created intentionally an entire void in comprehension in the entire population of the country due to the money and control involved. And I go back to giving that 15-year-old carte blanche to write his own allowance check. You know, if you made $1,500 a week, within no time he'd be cutting a check for $2,000 a week saying, get another job, Dad. The check, $2,000, you're $500 short. It's that simple, that basic, that fundamental. But with the sound bites that are constantly thrown out, the distractions that are constantly given, the money involved, with the money involved on a symbiotic relationship, they have had the full cooperation of the syndicated media, control education, and both political parties for the last 65 years due to the money involved. Keep in mind, the Republican and Democratic Party are 100% private associations. They're designed from the get-go to get their people in the door to have access to the till. Representation to the public was always the front, you know, to get elected. But once they were in office, hey, we got it into the vault, let's start working. Get the trucks, we got to move some cash here. And that's been the attitude as the public was master entertained off in la-la land, intentionally so. So what I focused on for the last 10 years is qualifying the collective totals held by local and federal government.
Okay, hey, interrupt you right now, Walter. We're coming up on a break here. We have to take a few of these. Our listeners, hang there. We'll be right back after a couple minute messages from our sponsors.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. Our guest, the special guest this morning is Walter Buren out of Arizona. And I'm going to let Walter continue on here before the break. Walter, if you've got a couple of websites that our listeners can log on to, be sure you give those out for them.
All righty. The primary is capfer1.com, C as in Charles, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, R as in Robert, 1, the number 1, .com. In fact, I placed the article up on the top of the page. You'll look for a word that says Challenge Made to the San Francisco Chronicle. Make sure you look at that link. What I did was challenge the San Francisco Chronicle to publish the top 200 annual financial reports for local governments within California. Heard Schwarzenegger saying, "Oh, we're short on our budget. We're $50 billion short. And we're going to have to raise taxes, lay off teachers, la, 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 la." Well, that's what's promoted to the population. The $58 billion pocket change for California. California is comprised of about 14,000 local governments, cities, counties, states, you know, the state is one entity, school districts, enterprise authorities. Collectively, they're all individual separate entities, each with their own specialty investment funds ranging on the state level, probably 12,000 separate, big and small, specialty investment funds. A county like Los Angeles may have about 1,000 cities, school districts.
each separate unto their own right. Now, the collective totals of a liquid investment assets that are held by all local governments within California, a conservative estimate would be about $8 trillion. That is built up over decades and decades. What is promoted to the population is a selectively created budget report. Now, as I mentioned, you know, government took over the investment for decades, and you know, the way they did this outside of the W was back in 1945, government was a pay-as-you-go structure. What they brought in, they expect and showed on one report. Well, starting in 1946, a group by the name of GFOA, Government Financial Officers Association, nice little government-sounding acronym, but also a 100% private association located in Chicago, Illinois, started promoting to local governments to get on to the corporate account basis using an annual financial report. And they added one word to the beginning, called word comprehensive. So they were promoting for government to go on to the comprehensive annual financial reporting accounting structure, same as a public corporation's annual financial report like IBM, Xerox, AT&T, Johnson & Johnson. And by doing so, their tax income left for accountability on the budget reports. And it gave them the ability to start building up their investment income, start enterprise operations such as tollways, bridges, golf courses, sewer treatment plants, recycling, and only show them on the annual financial report. So as time went on and more local governments started participating, the ones that were participating now could promote their budget report, which was showing where tax income was brought in and tax income was expended for the year, while on the annual financial report, it showed the investment income, the enterprise income, and the cumulative wealth that was building up under the investment portfolios. So a local government just showing to the public budget report could say, oh, let's go on a state level. Oh, we're $700 million short on our budget this year. We're going to have to raise taxes and collection fees and parking tickets and fines. And the public would look at the budget report and, hey, they're $700 million short. So if you looked at the exact same local government's annual financial report, they could be $2 billion in the black for the year. So this shell game, is the only way you can call it, of promoting selectively created budget reports, and not a word regarding their annual financial report, allowed for this massive investment wealth to build outside of the public's view, massive income from enterprise operations coming in outside of the public's view, and government now operating as a, I can only call it, a for-profit corporate entity, looked for every way possible to create circumstances where they could funnel off the profits, not disclose it as a profit, and to create debt, where debt was actually funded with their own investment capital, so they could say, we didn't make a profit this year. Look, our balance sheet says it. We're negative. Now, one of the things that got me very upset when I saw it, in fact, I saw this first in Missouri. I was looking through the state comprehensive annual financial report. I started looking through the notes section. It was back in 1998, 1999. And I noticed under the state agencies, would have bond dividend yield, $18 million. Bond dividend yield, $31
million. Hey, hang on there, Walter. We're at the bottom of the hour. We have to take another short break here for our sponsors. We'll continue on in a few minutes here with Walter Buren. Stay tuned.
Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Story Finance Authority.
Hang on.
Yeah, we're coming back online here. Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. As we continue on with Walter Buren here. And, hey, we're going to take a little breather here. We're going to go to Texas. George is on the line. George, what do you have for Walter this morning?
Yes, I would like to know, order to stop this, like, what they call looting, because, you know, with these CAFR annual financial reports, you know, if I ever did that to my family and made them live on a dollar a week when I'm making $10 and stashing the other $9 away, I'd be in the doghouse. Yet the local politicians get away with it.
Well, on the personal level, yes, you'd be in the doghouse, but let's look at it on the corporate level. Say, for example, Microsoft, okay, only promoted a selectively created budget report and said to the shareholders, well, we had a $150 million loss this year. Your stock value is going to go down by a third, and we're not going to be able to pay a dividend check this year. But if their corresponding annual financial report showed they were $4.5 billion in the black, okay, they would be indicted by the SEC, account indictment, and they'd all be sitting in San Quentin, every director involved. Here, government has created their own statutory regulation to allow them to do this. Well, when I say allow them to do, they've, you know, networked between their attorneys saying, well, will this pass? Will this get by? Yep, we have it spelled out here. To do what is totally illegal for a public corporation to do regarding non-disclosure or selective presentation. But being that government is government, it's like letting the foxes write the laws on how many hens could be eaten from the hen house.
And, you know, we've seen the results of that. The greed factor is insurmountable. When you watch these trillion-dollar bailout bills on CNN, the thing that caught my eye, right off the bat, you know, they had the open mic there. And when someone was speaking regarding serious issues, coming up with this and that and the other thing, you'd hear in the background the gang laughing uncontrollably. They were cutting their deals, you know, on the floor. You know, every 30, 40 seconds you hear another uncontrollable laugh. You know, the bottom line is the public's being masterfully entertained. And money involved, it's not the Joe Sixpack crowd betting $5 on us. These guys are cutting $100 million, billion-dollar deals at the public's expense. The health care bill that just passed, okay, as they throw out their sound bites and entertain people on the Internet saying, well, this will allow this to happen, this will allow this to happen, no one mentions the underlying core reality. Now, the syndicated media did say some truth. When the health care bill was talked about and getting ready to pass, they came out saying, well, the big winners on this will be the pharmaceutical companies. Their profits will soar. And the insurance companies, they will have less liability now, and their profits will soar.
Well,
the one thing they thought was government in collective totals owns the pharmaceutical companies through stock ownership and bond issuances to the pharmaceutical companies, and they are the primary investor with the insurance companies. Probably 85% of the equity the insurance companies owns are coming from collective government. So the health care bill that was just passed guarantees a few trillion in profits from the pharmaceutical company holdings over the next couple of years and substantially greater income from their insurance company equity participation investment. That is the bottom line under core reality of the bill that just passed, including the aspect of being able to lock everyone down and tie everybody up. They're monitoring just as the Patriot Act did.
The thing is, I think one step reform is I think we need to decorporatize our local government, our local county and state governments. I really think this incorporation has really corrupted our local governments. I really think, like you said, we got to go back to a pay-as-you-go.
Hey,
well,
Jeff,
thanks
for the call, Jeff.
Okay. Just a quick notation for Jeff on the before the last break, I was mentioning regarding Missouri. I was looking through the state coffer in the notes section, and I see different state agencies declaring $17 million bond dividend yield, $38 million bond dividend. And I said, why are these agencies disclosing income when you would think they'd be paying out on bonds? Okay. Then I looked a little closer. I came across the Missouri Finance Authority. That was a financial enterprise authority created by the state of Missouri. You know, when they create a tollway, bridge, any kind of authority, enterprise authority, the Missouri Finance Authority was created to handle investment revenue from local government within Missouri. And what they did was they funneled all of the investment capital into the Missouri Finance Authority. And then when they had a bond issuance, they would use their own investment capital to fund their own bond issuance. Thus, they're funding their own debt. Now, what they're doing here is creating a situation where they're taking standing equity, which is actually profit, funneling it in through an investment. And they offer the debt. You know, they come up with a reason to offer this debt, and then they fund it. This way, giving them a holding area to build up a power base on their equity. A good personal example for your listeners' comprehension. Say, for example, Jim, you had $5 million in cash sitting in front of you on the table, and you said, "Walter, I want you to start a mortgage company. I'm going to send you $5 million in cash. I'm going to buy a $5 million property out in Missouri, and I want you to underwrite my mortgage and charge me a high rate of return." So you send $5 million in cash. I pay the $235 registration fee to start a mortgage company. You buy this property. I underwrate your mortgage, and I charge you 16% interest. You now go around to all of your friends, neighbors, and associates saying,
Oh, my God, this $1 million mortgage is killing me, and they're charging me 16% interest. I don't know if I'm going to survive. Well, when you forget to mention it's your $5 million, and you're collecting the 16% interest through me, tad bit of misrepresentation there. This effectively is what the Missouri Finance Authority was doing. They took a step further. All of the old bond issuances, which were still outstanding, that were funded by the private sector, they came back in and refinanced a quarter point lower. Now, I talked to the finance manager for the Missouri Finance Authority back in 99. His only comment was, look at what a good job we're doing investing the public's funds. We got them a quarter point lower than they could have gotten from the private sector. And so if you have the cash, pay cash. By rolling over, permitting debt at the front door and then funding it through the back door, all they're doing is, taking a profit and now qualifying it as a liability, a debt, by funding their own bond issuances. But that's the corporate way. Now, I'm sure you've seen many a times when a state will say, we need to build a new thruway for our state, and we need a $300 million bond issuance finish it. Well, the public says, okay, and the state now gets the $300 million. But then all of a sudden, you see the project delayed 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. It may start up 7, 8 years later. And the reason being, say, for example, on that bond issuance, the state was paying 2.5%. Okay? But now that they have the money sitting there, they can reinvest it in, say, a pension fund management type of structure, or maybe getting 16%. Let's say 16.5%. So if they're paying out 2.5% and getting 16.5% back, they're getting a net 14% return. Compound that over 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. They can almost double their money, and now they go forward with the project, $300 million, okay? But they've generated income on rolling the money over, where they may now have another $200 million or $250 million for discretionary application without public oversight or approval. They can spend the money or move the money. And until there's a complete audit, not of the selectively created budget, an audit of all standing investment capital, whether it be general purpose, which is the budgetary, proprietary, which could be pension funds, self-insurance accounts, discreetly presented, all standing investment assets held by the city, counties, and states, or held for the city, counties, and states, or school districts by other groups. Nothing's going to change. But once you qualify the collective investment assets held in all regards, the game's over. I mean, the game is over. End of story. When the public realizes, they play over and over and over again on every single issue as transfer of wealth, was sucked out of their pockets into the corporate structure of government, game's over, and end time. Then, that may get a lot of people mad, but here's the good point. When the public realizes how much government was bringing in on their investment return from the whole structure, there's no need for taxation whatsoever. I put forward another website a couple of months back called taxretirement.com. What I bring forward there is you can administratively restructure any city, county, or the state, or school district, set up what I call a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, which is designed to specifically phase out all taxation. Just like a pension fund generates a return to accomplish a payment of a salary and benefits at retirement, a TRF fund is set up to fund the ongoing budgetary obligations for government. Okay, and the beautiful thing here, the entire structure is there today to make this happen. Government
has built up a massive investment network run by tens of thousands of people, trillions and trillions of dollars under management, and they do an excellent job. Keep in mind, public keeps getting burnt all the time. When you have these massive equity pools of institutional funds under government control, they make the market. They want the market up, it is. They want the market to climb, it does. And they make money in both directions with the derivatives.
Hey, Walter?
Yeah.
I've got a question. Right now we're seeing the Greece economy being manipulated and collapsed by the Goldman Sachs of the world with derivative markets. And my question is, we're seeing more and more in the United States the federal government taking over our states. And I was just curious, is possibly this by design, they're allowing these states to pull all this money into the stock market and into derivatives and such, mm-hmm. and then when they collapse it, these states will be totally bankrupt for real, and then the federal government will have to come in to bail them out?
I would consider that more of a play scare tactic on the population. I've been derivatives for 32 years, and what people have to understand is on a derivative, okay, for every $1 lost in one account, $1 is credited to another account. And at the end of 2008, we had about $25-30 trillion sucked out of the world economy. You know, but what's not mentioned is, well, where did it go to?
Well, what the market makers are the ones that generally profit. The market makers generally, like 80% of the time, make the money, which are the Goldman Sachs of the world.
The Goldman Sachs of the world and everyone else, you know, I used to work for Merrill Lynch for a year out of Morristown, and when they started their first commodities office under Merrill Lynch Commodities, I was the only non-Merrill Lynch employee that was hired due to my national reputation at the time. But you did well trading for the public. They immediately moved you to the government institutional fund management. Okay? These brokerage houses have focused for the last 65 years to get the government institutional funds under management. So when you talk like the Goldman Sachs of the world and so forth, you know, that's the shell corporation. They make a lot of money, but they're making the money for their clients. Who are their clients? Collective local government and federal government accounts are their primary bread and butter that they focus on making the money for. You know, whether it comes to outsourcing from this country, the whole nine yards, you have to look at how much money is it making for these investment funds, which are primarily government. I'll give you an example going back into the 80s, and this will, it applies all the way through to the present. Now, in 82, you know, government started outsourcing their investment capital outside of the country. Prime example was, everyone's heard of CalPERS, which was one of the largest pension fund management groups in California. The Prime Associations, GFOA and GSB, sent out transmittal letters to all local government pension fund managers saying, you and local governments have very odd and peculiar rules regarding the management of your pension funds. Most of you are not allowed to trade in derivatives such as calls, put stock options, futures, advanced forward currency contracts, and this can cost you billions of dollars. Now, CalPERS, which has an excellent management record, has just gone to CalPERS International. If you participate with CalPERS International, in so many words, you will be subject to those pesky little rules. So in 82, they started developing what I call the major market makers account. And they funneled all of the money offshore for assignment and management. Now, if you look at the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for CalPERS International, you'll see low balances, $51 billion, $38 billion, $41 billion, depending upon what year you're looking at. The reason being, CalPERS International is a transfer company. They get the monies in, and then they allocate it. Millennium Fund 1, Millennium Fund 2, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse. So their standing balance they show in their annual financial report is what they have in transit, coming in or going out for assignment. The actual money that was funneled through were trillions of dollars for assignment. Now, going back into the 80s, do you remember when Mexico, all of a sudden, the Mexican peso was going down through the floor? Every other day you hear, Mexican peso hits a new low. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay, well, what was happening there was, through the offshore funds, they were driving the Mexican peso down through the floor. And when they had it so low that the Mexican government was crying uncle, the feds came in saying, well, we'll give you $50 billion in cash if you pay us back crude oil at $10 a barrel. Well, the Mexican government, being desperate, bit, and then they got them for another $35 billion, then another $30 billion. At the same time, simultaneously...
Hey, hang on there, Walter. We're coming up on our last break here. I hate to interrupt you, but we do have to stop for a few messages from our sponsor.
And New York to LA, where there's pride in every American...
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. What a jam-packed program this morning here. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left. We've got a couple calls we want to squeeze in. But first, if you want to go to learn more about this, go to Kafer, CAFR1.com, Kafer1.com, and learn more about Walter Buren's work here. So, Walter, you said you wanted to wrap up what you're talking about. Go ahead, and we'll try and squeeze a couple calls in.
Okay, and we're real short on time, so I'll try to make it fast. Going back to Mexico, after the federal government sank in $115 billion in cash and inflation into Mexico with a guarantee of payment in crude light at 10 $3 a barrel, didn't matter the price to. The CalPERS International Fund sank in about $380 billion into the Mexican corporations, the whole nine yards, buying up everything. Then they opened up the door to Mexico, where you see everything having a stamp on the made in Mexico, with the currency now going back up, and cheap labor, 6, 7, 800% profits were the norm. I saw as high as 3,600% for the year. In a four-year period, that $380 billion turned into about $4.5 trillion. That was their first taste of blood. The next target was the Soviet bloc countries, and then in 99-2000, China, when they came on board. Some results. And that's why the policy is cut the way it's cut, because it guarantees massive wealth transfer to the collective government investment fund, which most people don't even know exists in the first place. Let's take those callers. Jim, let's take the callers.
Okay. Hey, guy in Arkansas, you got a quick question for us or comment?
Yes. Thank you, Congressman. Mr. Barron, thank you so much for that excellent analysis and description of how things are working behind the scenes. I'm just kind of curious as to, now that I know the CAFRA and your studies have been out for quite a while now, and they are exposing the fraud in a very articulate way, I'm just wondering why we are not mounting massive class action lawsuits against the local governments, reclaiming not only reclaiming the money that has been fraudulently stolen from us through misrepresentation, but also getting back the profits that were made on those illegal confiscation of funds through illegal taxes and et cetera. And I'll take your comments off air. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the first notation is that you have the entire structure now run by 70% attorneys. And you don't stand an Ice Cube's chance in you-know-where of getting anything done through the courts based on that networking that will be capturing you. The only way to revert the wealth is you have to create something that is appeasing to all three power structures. You know, the public, which is one power structure, they're the easiest manipulated, but the largest. You have government administration. A lot of greed, a lot of games being played there, and their intent is pretty much lock solid right now. Then you have the financial cartels, actually the strongest, RBC. They're the ones manipulating the money, controlling the economies through government administration.
Hey, I hate to say this, we've come to the end of our program. Rodney Elmore,
that resolves the problem
and
turns the money back to the public.
And many others out there. Walter, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this, and certainly wish you success as you push forward here in your endeavor. This is the Jim Guest Show. We wish you all a good morning, and we'll be back with you next week. Good morning, America.
And thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Walter.
Okay, are we...
Introducing the new Go